Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Player, the Eagles' Jalen Hurts. He threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for a score.
You don't do great things without the guys around you. So, the effort, the work, always leaning on that, trusting in that, and trusting the process and staying the course and sticking to the script.
Federal court Sunday blocked the Trump administration from sending 3 Venezuelan immigrants held in New Mexico to Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba. On the Gaza Strip, this from President Trump Sunday aboard Air Force One.
Think of it as a big real estate site, and the United States is going to own it.
Not revealed yet, where would the Palestinians go? This is ABC News. A resource that helps this group of buyers is suddenly not there. ABC's Jim Ryan.
House hunters looking for demographic data on a potential new hometown may be out of luck. It isn't clear whether it's a technical glitch or whether the U.S. Census Bureau has fallen under a new White House information blackout, but census data has been unavailable.
A 6-week course helping black men support their women during childbirth is being offered by Brad Edwards, who has an online site, Dear Fathers.
We go over everything from preconception health to birth planning, partner advocacy, the postpartum period, safe sleep, like anything you could think of from point A to point Z.
Edward's site during COVID hosted monthly group therapy sessions and connected black men with mental health resources. Researchers have found that black men are twice as likely as white men not to seek mental health treatment. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today, a high of 24 with sunshine, northwest to west winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, light snow likely, up to an inch possible, a low of 5. Tuesday, partly cloudy and colder, a high of 15. Wednesday, 18 with snow likely. By late morning, 2 to 3 inches on Wednesday of snow. And then Thursday, partly cloudy and cool, a high of 17. 25 Friday with maybe 1 to 3 inches on Friday night. Right now, an east wind is at 1 to 2 miles per hour. We've been as warm as 4 in the early morning hours and as low as 1. Right now, we're at 2 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Today is Monday, February 10th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
If we this side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and its strife, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven, by the side of the river of life. the charming roses bloom forever, and where separations come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore. Soon we'll come to the end of life's journey, and perhaps we'll never meet anymore. Charming roses bloom forever, and where separations come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore.
Ernest Tubb and the Texas Troubadours, and If We Never Meet Again. Prior to that, our national anthem, which officially opened our broadcast day, the Oak Ridge Boys did the honors today. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail. Here we are together again. We've been busy, that's for sure. We've got lots of stuff to go yet this week, and February is just a really busy month for all of us at WRCO. Looking forward to this week with lots more in-studio guests and high school sports and some good tunes along the way as well with the Light in the Milk House show. Hopefully you enjoyed your weekend. Maybe you had a chance to watch or listen to the Super Bowl yesterday. Kind of a surprise. The Eagles won by that much. We'll have details in sports in about 10 minutes or so. Here's Aaron Tippin.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back. Been in the wind, louder. the radio.
Tracy Berg on WRCO, getting back in the saddle on a Monday morning. We hope it was a good weekend for you. A little bit of snow, not as much as was initially predicted. That's why it's hard to take some of the winter forecast seriously this year, because initially last week we were looking at 5 to 6 inches, and then it dropped, and then it dropped, and then it dropped. So a little bit of ground cover out there in some cases, but not that much. Going on tomorrow, the regular meeting of the Boaz Village Board. That happens at 6 p.m. Tuesday night at the Boaz Community Building. And Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, will have its monthly business meeting on Tuesday at the American Legion Post 13 Hall at 900 Flag Park. Comradeship starts at 6:30 and the business meeting at 7 tomorrow night. All VFW members are encouraged to take part, and those that are eligible to attend are certainly encouraged to do so. From the WRCO Community Calendar today.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need
watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Against the window and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time, I'll get along. Find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Against the window and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time,
that's Ray Price and his classic For the Good Times. We're at 2 degrees here at WRCO, headed toward, oh, double digits today, right? 24 and sunny expected later on.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Cooper DeGene, Josh Sweat, and the Philadelphia Eagles' ferocious defense denied Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the Chiefs a Super Bowl three-peat. It wasn't even close. DeGene got a pick six on his 22nd birthday. Sweat tormented Mahomes, and the Eagles routed the Chiefs 40-22 on Sunday to secure the franchise's second-ever Super Bowl championship. Jalen Hurts threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for a score on a tush push, and Vic Fangio's defense was dominant, and the Eagles didn't need much from Saquon Barkley. And a win last night in the Super Bowl for the Eagles. Elsewhere in sports from yesterday, yeah, there were a few other things going on, including a win for the Milwaukee Bucks. Damian Lillard scored a season-high 43 to go along with 8 assists and 7 rebounds, and the Bucks beat the 76ers 135-127. Gary Trent Jr. added a season-high 23, and Bobby Portis 18 and 12 rebounds. The Bucks were missing two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo for a fourth straight game as he deals with a strained left calf. Elsewhere, Detroit 112, Charlotte 102, and Houston over Toronto 94-87. From college basketball, Maryland over Rutgers 90-81. Women's basketball saw Illinois defeat Wisconsin 74-51. And from the NHL, Utah 5-4 over Washington after a shootout, Tampa Bay 5 and Montreal 3 as well.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
Well, I think I had one too many chicken wings at our Super Bowl party, so I need to work it off, work them off with the aerobic polka. Here we go. Go the beer mug polka from Molly B and Ted Lang here on WRCO. Good for what ails ya. Maybe a little bit of root beer for breakfast. Oh boy, yes. So hopefully you enjoyed your Super Bowl time, and we had some friends over, and we were it's kind of grazing. So that's kind of the good thing to do. The fun thing about Super Bowl, getting a few snacks and that kind of thing. And I think there are a few leftovers as well. So I might be able to indulge and dig in those unless the grandbabies get to them first, you know? Hopefully I hit them well enough behind the milk and everything. Anyway, here's Patsy Cline.
I go out walking after midnight out in the moonlight just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight walking.
heart's been broken. You don't wanna open up to me. But can't you see? All that you're needing is someone to believe in you. And when you are no longer afraid, darling, I'll be just one word away. Say when, I'll be there by your side, for a day, for a year, for the rest of my life. I know you're not ready, but someday your heart's gonna miss. I'll give you love without end. Say when. Could be tomorrow, maybe a little farther down the road. Your heart will know my love is timeless, and you're gonna find it's true. And no matter how long it takes, if it means holding you, I can wait. Say when, I'll be there by your side, for a day, for a year, for the rest of my life. I know you're not ready, but someday your heart's gonna miss. I'll give you love without end. Say when. I know you're not ready, but someday your heart's gonna.
Lone Star on WRCO Radio and Say When. Today we head toward a high of 24 later on with some sunshine at times. Right now we start out at a very cool 2 degrees. The time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
I'm Nicole Hasselip with Agribusiness News. I'm Brownfield. Next week's National Ethanol Conference will feature the latest on marketing, legislative, and regulatory issues facing the industry. Follow Brownfield's coverage on air and online. A livestock and poultry economist says consumer demand will drive how producers are able to rebuild their flocks from highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreaks. Mark Jordan tells Brownfield the virus has been relentless.
It's beginning to overwhelm the industry's ability to kind of fight back.
Jordan says not all of the more than 185 million poultry affected by the virus since the beginning of last year are expected to be replaced.
The unfortunate reality here is the demand destruction, the challenges of bird flu are putting the industry to say, you know what, I hate to do it, but we might have to cry uncle and just move on to something else.
Jordan says strong demand for eggs and the lack of an alternative has kept enough price incentive in the market for producers to repopulate. But he says it hasn't been the same for turkey growers, facing increased protein competition and waning prices. Egg prices have jumped 250% since 2019. Jordan says several turkey processing plants have also recently shuttered operations, which compounds the challenges growers are facing. A recent CoBank report says 70% of the birds that have been depopulated since November have been egg layers, and the availability of cage-free hens required to meet new state laws further complicates market dynamics. A soybean researcher says last year's growing conditions may have left this year's growers with less than ideal seed. Brownfield's Larry Lee has the story.
Sean Conley leads the research team for the Wisconsin soybean program. He tells Brownfield in 2024, dry weather caused a lot of growers to harvest soybeans with very low moisture levels.
We harvested a lot of beans where our moisture tester went haywire because the moisture was so low. By low, we're talking under 8% beans. That's not good for seed quality. That's not good for germ.
Conley says check the tags or ask the seed supplier if the germ has been tested.
Just look at the germ. If it's 92% or better, great. Don't even think of twice about it. But if we're talking about 85% germ, we're talking about 82% germ, then you might need to make some adjustments to your seeding rate in 2025.
Conley says farmers trying to cut expenses should still invest in quality, high-yielding genetics.
A $5 difference on a per-unit basis can equate to $150 to $200 difference in your pocket on the bottom line.
From the Wisconsin Corn Soy Pork Expo, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And a member of the U.S. House Ag Committee says imposing wide-reaching tariffs on America's largest trading partners is bad for business. Illinois Democrat Nikki Budzinski says,
"You have to really take a scalpel to this, not a sledgehammer."
I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. Agriamerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, Agriamerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agriamerica. Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plane. Are you a YouTuber? I'm amazed at the great videos you can find to help with your repairs. Virtually anything in your house. Step-by-step instructions with demonstrations for everything from fixing your dishwasher to painting your kitchen cabinets. All you need are the right parts and tools, and that's where Aiders comes in. Don't be intimidated by that leaky faucet. Our crew can help you become a home improvement hero. We stock thousands of tools and repair items, and if we don't have it on our shelves, we can order it for you. We do it all the time. We make special orders easy. So bring us your home problems, your end table that needs to be refinished, your peeling wallpaper, and your dog with fleas. Well, actually, don't bring in your dog with fleas. We'll just help you get the right product. Be a home improvement hero with the help of Aiders.
Direct cash cattle trade was sluggish on Friday, and cash hogs were mixed. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had a quiet day Friday, with the bulk of business completed on Thursday. The week's southern live deals were marked at mostly $2.06, roughly $2 lower than the previous week. Northern dress sales were at mostly $3.28, a dollar lower from the week prior. At Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas on Thursday, feeder steers 700 to 950 pounds sold steady to $4 lower. Feeder heifers 700 to 925 pounds were also steady to $4 lower. USDA says demand was moderate at the sale. Feeder supply included 67% steers and 82% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Boxed beef closed lower, with choice down 211 at 321.87 and select down 187 at 312.90. The choice select spread was 897. Estimated cattle slaughter was 100,000 head. Cash hogs were mixed on Friday, with light negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Most buyers at those major direct markets had the needed near-term numbers in hand after the more aggressive movement earlier in the week. The wholesale market is showing some signs of improved domestic demand, but that will have to be sustained. While export demand remains solid, that could be impacted by tariffs. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $3.06 with a base range of $78.50 to $88. The Iowa Minnesota was down $3.96 with a weighted average price of $83.02. The Western Corn Belt was $3.53 lower with a weighted average of $83.45. Butcher hogs were steady to higher at the Midwest cash markets. Barrels and gilts were up $4 at $64. Sows were steady to higher with a range of $62 to $68. Boars were marked at $22. Pork values were higher at the close, up $136 at $97. Estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 9,000 on the week and up nearly 7,500 on the year. At the CME, live cattle futures were steady to firm on Friday, and feeders were mixed, consolidating after Thursday's drop. Lean hog futures were supported by the higher midday move in pork, but the gains were capped by questions about sustained domestic demand. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Friday. Butcher hogs were $4 higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are lower, expecting better weather in parts of South America. March beans were down 11 at 10.49 and a half. May was 10 and a quarter lower at 10.65 and a half. March corn was down 7 and 3 quarters at 4.87 and a half. May was down 7 at $5.50 a penny. Live cattle were steady to higher and feeders were mixed, consolidating after that big drop Thursday. April live held at 196.77. June was up 27 at 192.10. March feeders were down 40 at 264.90. And hogs were up with pork higher at midday. April lean was 40 cents higher at 92.15. May was up 20 cents at 96.02. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Tough times call for creative approaches in farming. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Like many farmers across the country, Liz Spruill is expecting an economically difficult year ahead. Spruill is a fourth-generation farmer raising cotton, corn, soybeans, and wheat in northwest Alabama with her brother and daughter.
I think it's a two-pronged approach. You know, I think we have to hunker down and we have to be mindful of the expenses. But more importantly, I think that we've got to take every opportunity and seek every alternative income stream that we can in order to bridge the gap for a period of time.
Spruill says the hard economic truth about farming is it has to be done, even if it's not profitable.
In some cases, we're losing money just to roll across the ground. Why do we do that? We do that because a generational farm is farming on a 7-year or more time frame. You know, you're going to have good years and bad years. But the problem that we're encountering today is that we've run up against too many black swans.
Spruill says farmers have to pivot and adapt as market conditions change if they want to survive in agriculture. And in her case, that includes adopting practices to be more sustainable in the future. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. A dairy economist is encouraging farmers to sign up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, even with outlooks positive for 2025. Bill Brooks with Northwest Missouri State University tells Brownfield strong prices and low feed costs for dairy farmers this year suggests there won't be a lot of payments. But trade uncertainty leaves a lot of unknowns.
Because we are exporting so much, it becomes a bigger issue for us to look at what is going on internationally economically from, you know, of course, China as a large one, but then, you know, in general, other countries around the world that we're shipping a fair amount of dairy products to.
The U.S. Dairy Export Council says total export volumes for 2024 were down nearly 0.5%, while values gained 2% on the year. Shipments of cheese were up 17% on the year and hit a shipping record high of more than 500,000 metric tons. The Export Council says good pricing and increased demand in most regions fueled the rise. Mexico increased cheese shipments by nearly 30% in December. Non-fat dry milk skim milk powder exports dropped 8% on the year, with December exports hitting a 5-year low because of weaker production and reduced sales to Southeast Asia. Economists also point to a 14% reduction in production as a factor. Total butterfat export sales for the year were up 28%, supported by a 45% jump in December, with strong demand from Canada, Central America, and the Caribbean. Cash dairy prices closed lower on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, pressured somewhat by a lower dollar. Dry whey was down 0.25 cents at 58¾ cents. Blocks unchanged at $1.86. Barrels down 2.5 cents at $1.78. Butter down 2 cents at $2.38. And non-fat dry milk down a penny at $1.33. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
14 minutes before 6, we head toward a daytime high of 24 degrees today. Sunshine and more clouds later in the day, and maybe an inch of snow possible tonight and a low of 5. East to northeast winds are at 3 miles per hour after an earlier reading this morning of 4 and a low of 1. We're at 2 degrees. Count them, 2 degrees. So the heater feels good this morning. I know the old vibe heater started kicking in about, just before Taco Bell. And then it started warming up by the time I pulled in the driveway. But that's all right. Merle Haggard on the Mel Cow Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country, harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you walking on the fighting side of me. I read about some squirrely guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you walking on the fighting side of me. We'll be right back.
Barbara Mandrell on the Mel Cow Show. 8 minutes before six. We'll get Tony in with the weather in just a little bit here this morning. Bundle up. It's 2 in Richland Center.
Well, if you're one of the millions who own one of them gas-drinking, piston-clanking, air-polluting, smoke-belching four-wheel buggies from Detroit City, then pay attention. I'm about to sing your song, son. Honey, that's something else. Well, you can get stereo tape and a color TV, get a backseat bar and reclining seats, and just pay once a month like you do your rent. Well, I figured it up, and over a period of time, this $4,000 car of mine cost $14,099. Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Now, the average American father and mother own one whole car and a half another. And I bet that half a car is a trick to drive, don't you? But the thing that amazes me, I guess, is the way we measure a man's success by the kind of an automobile he can afford to buy. Well, now, red light, green light, traffic cop, right turn, no turn, must turn, stop. Get out the credit card, honey, we're out of gas. Well, now, all the cars place end to end would reach to the moon and back again. There'd probably be some poor fool pull out the pass. Well, now, how I yearn for the good old days without that carbon dioxide haze hanging over. Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Come away with me, Lucille. Am I smoking, choking on?
Jerry Reed, WRCO Radio, and Lord, Mr. Ford, as we cruise on toward our destinations today.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5, and don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we certainly are seeing some chilly weather out there, and that will continue pretty much all week long. Generally, temperatures running below normal for most of the week. We'll also get some snow chances, a couple of weather systems coming through. The first one from the northwest this evening should bring up to an inch of accumulation across southwest Wisconsin, so watch your travel conditions. And then dry conditions tomorrow. Wednesday, though, the next low pressure system sweeps across the middle of the country. Should bring us perhaps a couple inches of snow Wednesday midday into Wednesday nights. That'll be followed by a brief break before the next large system moves across the middle of the country Friday evening into early Saturday. Right now, again, looks like a few inches could fall with that, but there's still some room for that to change as some of the data is conflicting on how far north the heavier moisture will get. Otherwise, we'll see some cold air pouring behind that for the end of the weekend. Here's that forecast for today. Sunny skies early, then more clouds developing later in the day. High up to 24, northwest west wind near 10. Mostly cloudy tonight with light snow likely, up to an inch possible. Low temperature about 5 degrees. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy and colder, high near 15, north to northwest wind close to 10. Tomorrow night, we tumble down to 1 below 0 with partly cloudy skies. On Wednesday, overcast with snow likely by late morning, 2 or 3 inches possible, high at 18 degrees. Heading into Thursday, partly cloudy and cool, low 1, high of 17. Friday, increasing clouds, low 3 below with highs in the mid-20s. Could see a couple inches of snow Friday night. Saturday, snow ending in the morning, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 25. Colder for Sunday, but at least partial sunshine, high near 15 degrees. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
2 degrees and partly cloudy conditions. 26 was yesterday's high. The records for this day, 1999, we were at 60 degrees. On this day in 1895, 22 below zero across the region. Last year's high was 41 and the low 28. Sunset will occur at 5:25 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning around 7:07. East and northeast winds are at 2, barometer at 30.42. No precipitation today. And again, after a low of 1, we're at 2 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro. It's 2 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump announcing a 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum products will be kicking in soon.
Trump said this would be applying to all countries, but didn't make clear when the tariffs would actually go into effect. He also said that this week he plans to announce reciprocal tariffs on any country that has imposed tariffs on the U.S. So it's basically matching the duties that other countries impose on American products.
That's ABC Senior White House.